This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Bruce Bookout, and there's lots of reasons to look up. One of our listeners, Scott Kay, asked a great question that is the basis of how we know what we know about the universe. His question is, how do astronomers determine such things as the existence of water and/or the estimated temperature on a planet that is light years away? An exoplanet is any planetary body in orbit around another star that is not our sun, Sol. Currently, we have detected and confirmed over 4,000 exoplanets around other stars. When a given exoplanet transits across a star's face, we can directly measure the changes to the spectra of that star. Any new spectral lines, whether they are an emission or absorption lines, are the fingerprints of the elements and compounds in that exoplanet's atmosphere. So far, we have detected hydrogen, helium, sodium, carbon dioxide, methane, and water in the atmospheres of some exoplanets. As for the temperatures, this is also provided by the spectral light. How bright a particular color appears is a direct relation to the temperature of that object. Thanks, Scott Kay, for a great question. I hope this has shed a little light on that subject. If you'd like to take a closer look at exoplanet spectroscopy or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in the sky, please visit KRZC.org for a link to our information on our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Bruce Bookout for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up Southern Colorado.